super blue blood moon is basically a really long and complicated way of saying that we got three things happening at one time.
Lauren Rogers is an astronomer at Pensacola State College.
The supermoon happens pretty frequently. Supermoon just means that the moon is going to appear a little bit bigger and brighter in our sky. And the reason for that is because the orbit of the moon around the Earth is not a perfect circle. It's going around in what we call an ellipse, or basically kind of an ovally egg-shaped.
The moon will pass through Earth's shadow, giving viewers in the right locations a total lunar eclipse. And while it's there, it will take on a reddish tint known as a blood moon.
Earth is casting a shadow out into outer space, and when the moon passes into that shadow, it gets darkened. But then when it's perfectly eclipsed, the way that the light is bending through Earth's atmosphere causes this kind of reddish hue to appear on the moon.
And says Rogers, it's also the second full moon in January, making it a blue moon.
The definition of blue moon has actually changed over the years. It used to mean the third full moon in a season that has four. But over the years, it's kind of changed. And usually when people say a blue moon, they're referring to a second full moon in the month.
The first full moon in January was late New Year's night into the next morning. In the central time zone, viewing will be better since the action begins when the moon is higher in the western sky. At 4:51 a.m. Central, the penumbra, or lighter part of the Earth's shadow, will touch the lunar surface. But Rogers warns that local viewers could come up a bit short.
We're not going to see too much because even though the sun may not be fully up yet, we're going to start seeing sunlight coming up from the east as this is setting in the west. You should be able to see maybe some slight reddening of the moon, and definitely the shadow over the moon, because it should be full.
The best viewing area will be on the west coast of the U.S., Alaska, and Hawaii. If you miss the lunar eclipse, then mark your calendars for January 21st, 2019. And if you miss that, PSC's Lauren Rogers says, don't sweat it.
Lunar eclipses are fairly frequent, much more than the solar eclipse that happened back in August, because for a solar eclipse, you have to be in a pretty narrow band of where that shadow is going to fall. But for the lunar eclipses, you have to be obviously on the night side of the Earth when it's happening.
The lunar eclipse next January will be visible throughout all of the U.S. and will be a supermoon, but it will not be a blue moon. A live feed of Wednesday morning Super Blue Blood Moon can be found at nasa.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.